do it.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going. It's going.
It's back to our regularly scheduled program this week. No crazy guests or anything. It's just like old times.
Well, you've got crazy guests on your shirt.
I do. Found this Dragon Quest VI shirt that I got when it came out on the DS. It's like hidden away in a dresser, and it did not fit me for a long time, but now it fits me perfectly.
There you go.
So because Dragon Quest VI came out, if I recall correctly, it came out on Valentine's Day. So this shirt says, "Be my Valenslime."
Well, there you go. It all adds up.
Yep.
I've been working real hard this week on the documentary on the Contra artist, and it's quite close to finished.
Yeah.
But we were just talking, we'll probably release it next Saturday to get us back on a proper schedule. But I'm excited about it. I think it's turning out really well. I think it's going to be a lot different from most other stuff we do.
Yeah,
obviously. He is an interesting character. I think people are going to be, we were surprised, you know. He's an interesting person. And I think he has an interesting story.
I'm excited to see the reaction to it, because I hope people like it, because there's a lot more where that came from. If people don't like it, then we might be in trouble.
Yeah, it's kind of the first thing of, like, all this stuff that we shot last year that we're going to get around to. It was one of the last things we shot, actually.
Yeah, but it was arguably, like, the stuff that we shot was the most complete, I guess.
It was the thing that we thought that it would be the easiest to turn around.
Yeah, and basically we had everything, most of the stuff after we came back for that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to really compile very much. Although I spent a lot of time going through magazines and finding artwork that he didn't have, that he did.
Mm. Yeah, like that Rocket Knight one was pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Jimmy Hoppe in here chiming in and saying hi and happy new year.
It's good to see you, Jimmy.
Yeah. But I guess I'll go ahead and get started on playing here. So the deal here is, as I sort of I've explained before and explained in our most recent episode, you know, I want to start this idea of picking a game that I really like, but would like to know better. You know, it's a game I've beaten before, but maybe just one time or a couple of times. And I don't feel confident in just popping it in the system and I can get through it in one sitting. And the idea is to pick a game that I'll play through once a month for a year.
But the ultimate goal, I guess, with this game.
This game's a little different, yes. So I decided to pick Ninja Gaiden 3. Right now I'm playing it on the Famicom, which is the easier, arguably better version. Because the American version, they made it unfairly difficult by, for the first time in the series history, is infamously difficult as Ninja Gaiden is, they took away the infinite continues, which makes it extremely difficult. And for that reason, people generally consider it the worst Ninja Gaiden. But playing by the Japanese version's rules, I think it's the best Ninja Gaiden. The story is stupid. The cutscenes don't feel as impactful as they did in the first two games, but the level design is tremendous. I've got a real soft spot for games that have very intentional enemy placement. Like, that's why I like Donkey Kong Country so much, because where the enemies are placed is extremely intentional, because if you kind of know what's coming or sort of get a sense of what is coming, you can just do this beautiful dance through the level. And this game is very much the same way. Don't expect to see me perform that way. But it's, you know, it's a sort of thing where it's like, you know, you pick up an item that lets you shoot a certain type of weapon, and then there's going to be a bunch of enemies in a row, probably, or in the near future, where if you use that weapon almost as soon as they appear on screen, you're going to hit them. So once you start to learn the level, like, you know, you feel really awesome because you can just get through it and it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think it's a great game, but the idea is practice with the Japanese version several times. I've beaten it once before, but I've casually, here, I need to get the game audio on. Why is the AverMedia not getting any audio? That's strange.
Uh-oh.
That's strange.
Oh,
you know, I feel like I've seen a situation recently where the AverMedia didn't have audio, and then I stopped and restarted OBS and it worked again. So maybe I should try that. I mean, it should resume the stream just fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it pretty quick.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I still don't... I should be back, but I still don't have...
You're back, but... I don't know. I don't think it's super important.
No, it's not super important. I'm not gonna make a big stink out of it. That is very strange, though.
I mean, we can hear it coming through your speakers.
Yeah. I mean, I'll turn the game audio up a fair bit, and, you know, that'll suffice, okay. I guess.
Yeah. Is this game? This game's a little bit shorter than the other one. Or is it just my interpretation?
I don't know if it's shorter. But I've like twice, like mostly just for recording footage. I've gotten like nearly to the end. Like, I got to the last level, like, and really surprised myself. By the way, I feel like this is probably something I should have known. But in the original Ninja Gaiden, someone got on my case when I was playing the original Ninja Gaiden in the controllers episode, and he noticed I was hitting the A button when doing wall jumps. I tested it afterward, and it's true. You just like wall jump by hitting left and right. I had not realized that in the original.
Wait, are you serious?
No, I didn't know that.
You just press away from it and you jump?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Try it right now.
I don't know. I'm not going to try it right now, but that seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
I've never not done that. I mean, I've never
not,
done that.
You've never not just hit A, you mean?
Right, I always hit A.
Yeah. I mean, you have to hit the direction too, but...
Right. That's what I've always
but
done.
But you can just hit the direction.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why is that? I mean,
because that seems like it would make it more like less intentional. That it could happen and less like intentionally.
But that's how it all. That's just how it works, though.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it and not press the button.
I mean, it is weird, but I tested it. It works. Another interesting thing about this game, every single enemy in a room only spawns one time. Which, you know, obviously the first two Ninja Gaidens are very infamous for respawning enemies.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, so I mean...
That seems more intentional.
Yes.
It is almost like they gave it like less, the American version, they took away the unlimited continues because they felt like it was a much more fair game in some ways.
It is. It really is. I mean, the last level is extremely difficult. I mean, the weird thing is I did have a lot of trouble with the game. I mean, maybe in some ways more trouble than the first two games. But then, like, I just really surprised myself, like, when I was like, oh, I'm just recording footage and all of a sudden I'm in the last level, you know?
Yeah.
But
what am I drinking? Oh, sorry, God.
Oh, go on.
I just, Retro Morgan's asking what I was drinking. And I'm just drinking water. It's just water with, I've been using this, it's like kind of like fake sweetener stuff flavoring with the, I don't know what to call it. It's called like Mio. It's like a little bit of like kind of artificial flavoring sweetener type stuff that is, has electrolytes in it, what the body craves. That's what was happening. Nothing, but it is in a Angry Orchard hard cider pint glass that has some, I don't know, it has like a tree design on it that actually protrudes from the glass.
I just picked up, I think it's my, I don't think it's one per level, but there are multiple magic expansions per game, which I think is also true in the other games. I forget exactly though. But like you can miss those and then, you know, you're a little screwed. Or not screwed, but it's just, you know. Another thing I really like about this game, I feel like the levels just in general look really cool. Like,
mm-hmm. Like, well, it's definitely a late era.
Oh, yeah. Like, toward the end of the game, like, almost every level looks like it could maybe be the final level.
Yeah.
It's like you've got, like, pulsating walls and stuff, like, you know, four levels before the end or something, you know?
Yeah, I was kind of talking about this. When did this come out? Because
91, I think.
I know it doesn't seem like that long of a time, but I think I saw this to you in a message the other night when I was kind of looking for Tom's ads in some magazines. It's amazing to me that the NES and a lot of magazines was still pretty much front and center, like as late as like 91.
That surprises me a little bit too, because I feel like at the time, I think people were pretty sick of the NES.
Right, but it was still getting great games. I mean, there was one issue of EGM I was looking at, and it was like, and Shatterhand was game of the month.
Well, I mean, I think even though they were great games, I feel like, I mean, I wasn't really keeping tabs. I wasn't really following games at the time. But I kind of got the impression most people were like really ready for the NES to be done and over with. You know, they wanted a Sega Genesis or a Super Nintendo or something. You know, right. So I feel like when good games came out on the NES, people were ignoring it, which is probably why, you know, so many of those games are so expensive, you know. But I feel like 1990...
In 1990, can you imagine a TV that big?
But in, I mean, 1990 onward, we're like... In retrospect, were killer years for the NES.
When it comes to years for the NES, it's very. I don't know a lot of the exact years.
I mean, if you look at the years that a lot of the games came out, I mean, late NES games are impressive.
Well, they're kind of throwing you for a loop on this level.
What do you mean?
Throwing you like it's scrolling the other way.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's Franco Chan. It says this is the first time he's ever caught us on a live stream. Mm. And you're playing one of his favorite games ever that he's never finished.
Well, I don't know if you're going to see me finish it tonight or not, but I recommend the Japanese version, or at least Japanese for practice, because that's what I'm doing.
I mean, I kind of want to do the same thing. I tried to do it last year, and it fell off pretty quick, but...
I mean, I mean, I guess I'm a little biased toward NES, you know. I feel like NES games are a good pick because they're difficult, but also like not that long. So it's a good thematically, it's a good pick for what I want to do.
Right. Oops. And there's always a reason to show a good NES game, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's probably my favorite system, so, you know, whatever.
Franco, the Japanese version is easier than the US release because it has unlimited continues.
I don't know if there's any other reasons, like if damage is changed or anything like that, but it has unlimited continues and passwords.
Yeah.
But what is so interesting... well, I was saying earlier about the enemies don't respawn. I mean, I remember for whatever reason, going back and forth in a room like late in the game. I mean, some of these are pretty big rooms, and like that's kind of an impressive feature for an NES game, like to have absolutely no respawning enemies. You know?
Yeah.
Especially for large rooms. I mean, you know, it's not like games couldn't do it, but, you know, it's still a notable thing, for sure. I get that magic.
And you are playing an RGB quality. Are you playing on the high def NES?
No, I'm playing on the RGB. I'm playing on my... No, I'm because I'm playing the Famicom version. I'm playing on my RGB Famicom.
Yeah. I see, but it's interesting you're sitting over there. Is that... You're sitting over there because you couldn't get your webcams to work still, right?
Actually, I think as long as I don't try to have multiple webcams working at the same time, like, if I... change the webcam on the webcam source instead of
right. That would fix it.
Yeah.
Is there a particular reason you decided not to play this on the CRT?
Because I still need to run a cable to get that monitor over there showing the chat room.
Oh, okay.
I think the NES controller would reach over there, but yeah, I mean, I want to get around to setting up the...
Thanks for stopping in, Franco.
Well, I want to get around to, you know, doing more PVM play for streams, but...
Yeah. Oh, we got a $2 donation from Terrence Truth.
Thank you.
Saying, have you ever played Terra Cresta or its sequel?
Terra Cresta? Well, I don't know. What's it for?
What is Terra Cresta? Oh, is it any... Is it
oh! The good thing about...
Okay. It's a... it's an NES game.
I like those.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. It's a shooter. It's a...
light gun game?
No, it's a... scrolling. Shooter, yes. So obviously, no, we haven't. Does look like it could be pretty cool, though. That's the counters.
The good thing about this level is that the checkpoint, there's like a relatively easy one-up after the checkpoint.
And does it always respawn?
Yep. But, you know, it's... certainly not like a total gimme either.
Well, we got I'm assuming this is how you pronounce it. It's Ulysses Mishima, who's saying from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, saying the people in Brazil love our channel.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping in. Oh, do you have Ninja Gaiden on the Master System? You got it, didn't you?
I got it for the Game Gear, which I thought at the time I got the Game Gear one, I thought it was the same game, but I...
It is not.
It's not. No. Yeah.
I think that I...
Ninja Gaiden on the Master System is a Europe exclusive, right?
As far as I know, well, probably Brazil as well. Everything came out in Brazil.
But I assume it's designed as an NTSC game, so it would play just fine on a NTSC Master System.
But I mean, it looks like these.
It looks like what?
It looks like these.
These.
Look like these, what you're playing right now, like the NES games.
Oh, yeah.
The Master System looks like the NES games.
Sandy.
It's kind of cool. I have in my monitor up here, I have the stream playing, and then over here I have the chat. And I upgraded my two monitor setup to a ultra wide using Christmas and birthday money. And it's pretty cool.
It's a curved which I feel like could stir up some controversy.
I don't know about that. It is so minor that you barely even notice.
I am definitely a little bit anti-curve.
Right. I understand. I understand, you know, the...
To be fair, I've not like seriously tried it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a subtle curve that you basically don't know or think about it.
Sandy, I love you. But I can't play Ninja Gaiden with you climbing on me. If I scoot over, will you just sit there? Will you just sit there? You can sit here next to me, but you can't lay on... Well, okay, you can lay on one leg. but you need to stay seated if you want to do that.
Right, the curved screen, it makes sense when sitting close to it, and it's it's fine. True. And I love John talked me into getting a higher resolution one, getting a like a 2160 or whatever
1440p or something.
Yeah, 1440. Yeah, it's it is. What's that?
Well, I was just gonna say. You go on.
It's just it makes a huge difference, I think, having that extra screen real estate. And I can understand the appeal of having something like you said, because you have yours right next to a
1080p TV.
Which
I use as my side monitor.
Yeah, and I mean I have a 1080p side monitor too, but it's up higher so that it doesn't. It's not like dragging straight across and it lines up.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean mine are like pretty well aligned.
Right.
So
it makes sense.
Yeah. So it just makes it really easy to drag between them because the height is 1080 for both. So I can just drag through and it's not going to get like caught on a corner or something. But mine is also ultra wide. So that gives me a lot more space in Premiere. And I really like my setup for it. Sandy, don't lick my pants, please. Sandy, don't lick my pants, please. Oh yeah.
But I took my one of my old side monitors and I had a little bit of space on my dual monitor setup, so I was able to turn that into portrait mode and put it over on the side, and it's kind of cool. It's not something I really thought about ever doing before, but it's pretty great for web pages and stuff. Is Truxton pretty easy? I mean, maybe that's something I could play next week. I could play some Truxton next week.
I mean, I would have assumed it was pretty hard, but I don't know why I'm having trouble jumping off of that.
If the people want to see Truxton, I can play some Truxton next week. Well, I mean, I'll think about that. Maybe it is hard. I don't know. I'll look in to see how difficult it is. Blaster Master is on on Switch NES next week. I did play that a long time ago when I did an episode on the Worlds of Power book. I got pretty far, actually, if I recall correctly.
Just on a casual stream?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in one of our... I mean, I got like more than halfway through it, I think. I think I surprised myself how far I got.
Mm. Sandy!
I'm very excited to see what's going on with the Sega Saturn controllers. There's a lot of cool stuff revealed at CES this week. You see that...
I don't think I really know anything about CES.
Well, I think it's Hyperkin is like releasing a Nomad, or maybe it's Retrobit is doing a Nomad.
It might be
Retrobit doing. Yeah, unfortunately, it has a 16:9 screen for some reason.
I mean, surely 4:3 screens are made.
I mean, it's possible. At least make it so that it displays the game in 4:3.
Yeah,
or
but
at least have an option.
Okay,
so it is Retrobit, and they have the like they're doing the Sega controller. So it's very possible that they could do a good job with it, and it could be end up being officially licensed.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'll remain skeptical.
Yeah, well, same here.
I mean,
but the controllers look pretty good. Like the wireless Dreamcast controllers and wireless Genesis controllers, and they also are doing an N64 wireless controller that is modeled after the Hori one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that one is wireless. Yeah, they're doing like it's like a reproduction of the Hori N64
interesting
controller.
I wonder how accurate it will be, though. You know, what's so interesting, I mean, there were, you know, in equal parts, people just aghast that the controller episode did not have the N64 Hori controller. And also people who also just like, man, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting.
Yeah, but people were just like, I can't believe that you didn't do this. It's like, we can only do with so many that we have.
I knew that would be the I can't believe you didn't do this controller.
But what do you want us to do?
So that's why I mentioned it. And then we got a comment saying, I can't believe you just speculated how a controller might be and did not actually look at it. That is very un-Imlig like. And I'm like, this controller was like kind of just meant to be a casual thing. It wasn't meant to be this like all encompassing thing. I just mentioned it because it existed.
Yeah.
It was not meant to be a real analysis. I'm just like, you know, I wish we could compare it, but we can't. I didn't make any conclusions. Although, based on how I mean, I've held one before, like at a convention. I mean, I don't think it's really for me. So a lot of people think they're too small.
And I'm definitely interested in trying it. But now Retro Fighters controllers, they are releing fantastic versions of the Retro Fighter controllers.
Yeah, I mean, you should get that. I mean, I like the Retro Fighters controller. So, I mean, that has to be an endorsement, right?
Yeah.
Because
the analog sticks on a Saturn pad, though, that's very interesting to me, though, because you can use that for Knights. Or you can use that for any game.
Oh, so it's not like shaped like a regular Saturn controller?
No, it's like a Saturn, it's like a Japanese Saturn controller with DualShock style analog sticks like in the center of it or towards the bottom center of it. Which is very interesting to me.
This boss seems pretty easy.
Yeah, they have versions with and without the sticks.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Actually, now that I think about it, I want to say I remember just like walking up to that boss and like killing him before he could even do anything. I was being cautious before, but now I'm like, let me see if it works.
So when do you actually get to the Ancient Ship of Doom? And is the Ancient Ship of Doom a like a boat or is it a spaceship?
It's like an interdimensional ship. It's like some Kingdom of the Crystal Skull crap.
Okay, well that sounds like something that So it's kind of a standalone story. It doesn't connect to the previous games at all. While the second game kind of takes up very shortly after.
I forget
after
if there's
the
any
game.
Like Giacchio or whatever type stuff. I mean, Irene's in this.
The Ancient Ship of Doom is a cruise line from hell.
Something like basically. That, maybe. I What's forget really exactly. Fun? I mean, I don't know the how first it happened. The first time I played this, I did play the fan translation. The only thing I really remember about the plot is that there that the what are they called is a the monster I want to say like the monsters are called Bionoids.
Oh, I think I remember you saying that before.
Yeah, like people say Bionoid in the script all the time.
Speaking of cruise lines, I kind of like fell in this like little rabbit hole the other day of YouTube videos about modern cruise line disasters. I don't know how that happened. Oh, we got a new member. We got Andreas SSG.
Oh, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for becoming a member. There's a whole bunch of member exclusive videos available to you in the community tab.
Mm. And we do them every week.
Yep.
Did you release a video this Thursday?
I did.
I didn't even think about it.
I know, I just did it, and I was like, hopefully there's nothing that I wish that I cut out in there. It's just John and I reading an issue of EGM from 1991. It's fun. Love reading those magazines like that. YouTube members should get access. I have that linked. I don't know exactly how to do it, though. I've connected them, and I think that it does work, but I'm not exactly sure. But yes, they should. I will research a way to like make sure that that works fully. Well, I mean, CGQ does like way better magazine reads than we do. It's very casual, I think. Not edited. There's like no real game footage or anything. But oh, we got another new member. Oh, we got Nitro Frost.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. But I mean, we've done a lot of like magazine stuff. I mean, I'm not ripping it off of CGQ. We've done live magazine readings and CGQ has been with us live on stream doing the magazine read. But reading old magazines is one of my favorite things to do right now. If I got a little downtime, I'll just grab an issue and just start reading them. And it's kind of interesting because GamePro was always my least favorite magazine, but I found that they have the best ads in them, basically, which when they were new was not that big of a deal.
I always like kind of hate ads in magazines.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool when you saw stuff for games that you didn't know were coming,
right? But I mean, it was always like you know, a kid making some obnoxious face or something, though, you know. Except not Tom's ads. I mean, Tom's ads are cool.
It's kind of fun, though. I've been watching CGQ's live stream. He's really gotten into Zelda 2.
And he's been good on him. I don't
think he's ever finished it. He's been playing through it over multiple nights, like with help from the chat. It's kind of cool. Because at first he was not super into it.
I mean, it's a great game.
We got a 100 SEK donation. Thank you. From Andreas SSG, who says, "Do you guys know about the Bang & Olufsen CRT TVs?" I
think it's a European thing because I hear people in Europe ask about them, but I've never heard of that brand here. But people talk about them like they're really good retro game TVs.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen one in person. I've never seen it functioning. I'm not sure what country the SDK is from. Let me find out. It's a Swedish krona.
Ah. You know, I want to say this level and the last level. Like, I almost don't know how you could get through it without dying because you're going to run out of time.
Maybe you should get so good at this game you can volunteer to be part of Bit Brigade and play it.
I mean, I do think it has good music. You know, I actually didn't really have that much of an appreciation of Ninja Gaiden 1's soundtrack. See, I just ran out of time. It was a really long level.
Really? The first Ninja Gaiden has an awesome...
Like, I mean, I liked it, but I always thought, like, among its caliber of NES game, it was comparatively lacking. Like, I mean, you know, I feel like Ninja Gaiden 1 is, like, you're comparing it to, like, Castlevania and Contra and stuff, like, and Mega Man, like that tier of NES game, like, I associate Ninja Gaiden with that tier of that type of game, but I always thought its soundtrack was not as, like, good, but not as good. But then, when I saw Bit Brigade play Ninja Gaiden at MAGFest, like, I got really into it, and I bought their CD of it, too. Part of what I liked about it so much was playing the music through the cutscenes, and like the audience was really getting into it.
Yeah. I think it's one of the best soundtracks on the NES for sure. I think I would say that it's a better soundtrack than Contra.
Oh, no.
But, you know, whatever. Scoot Diggity says, Try sure says some crazy stuff. So I think Scoot probably agrees with me.
But I appreciate it now. It took hearing it in another context, I feel. It's just like I never thought about the soundtrack much. I think my favorite track in the whole series, though, is the train level in Ninja Gaiden 2.
See, I couldn't.
See, Seffy says Contra everything is always better, which is you know, basically completely true.
Phantom Knot is wondering if we played the remake 2 demo that came out a couple days ago.
I didn't. I mean, it's apparently like you can only play it one time for like 40 some minutes or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why it's called the one shot demo.
Yep.
Well, I'd rather just be.
I'm just going to surprise myself and play the original play the game when the real game when it comes out.
Same here. I might not get it day one, though.
I don't even know what day one is.
That's how like, out of it we are. I mean, I just finished 7, so I am kind of Resident Evil'd out for a couple months at least.
I'm, to be honest, not entirely sure which version I'll get. Like,
yeah, I mean, you probably want to see what that pro versus X performance.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm leaning toward getting it for the Xbox One X. I've never bought a Resident Evil game for an Xbox platform, but
yes, I feel like it will run better too.
I'm sure it will. I don't know if they're targeting 60 frames with it like they did for 7. I mean, they had to for 7 because of VR.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, like, even though it was very strongly a Sony thing for a long time, has never really been locked to PlayStation. So I don't think I would have a problem buying it on Xbox. I don't think it would feel too weird to me. Kingdom Hearts 3, though, I just don't think... I just can't do that. I can't get it on Xbox. I just can't.
Are you day wanting that?
I do have it pre-ordered because Amazon did that, like, discount and then... I think gift card thing or something. So I do have it pre-ordered. I want to say Best Buy actually did something similar.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wait for that because
you haven't even played any of them, so...
Yeah, I did get the story thus far, though. The story so far...
Does that have, like, literally every game other than, like, the DS and games?
Right, but it just has the cutscene for the DS games.
Right.
I mean, who actually, like, really wants to play those?
No, they're not good. I mean, Kingdom Hearts, like, continued the story, but, like... very few of the games had, like, that much, like, completely original, like, worlds. Like, I mean, the level designs were new, but, I mean, it was like, oh, I do not want to go to Olympus and Agrabah, like, ever again, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully 3 will be mostly new worlds. Because, I mean... when did 2 come out?
2006. I was playing 2 my final semester in college.
Wow, so it's been a while. So
like it's been the entirety of my post-college adult life. Like Kingdom Hearts incrementally expanding the story with these like side games. It's such a bizarre thing that has happened.
I mean, is it going to be the last one, you think? I mean,
it's supposed to be the last one of this, of the story that started with the first game.
That's good. I mean, I wonder how many loose ends they have to tie up and if they're going to be able to do it.
I mean, quite a few. I mean, to be honest, like
when did it get announced? In like...
oh gosh, I don't know. But I mean, I know the broad strokes of the story, but like a lot of like the little very specific things that happened, I don't quite remember.
Well, maybe you should watch. I think there's a YouTube video that kind of sums everything up.
Oh, like an official Square thing?
I'm not sure if it's an official Square.
I want to say that they are doing like a thing. Like, I don't know if it's a part of the game. The thing that I have not done is final episode prologue or something like that. It's like a 2.5 hour thing or something like that. That's included
it's like Kingdom Hearts 2.0.
It's like 2.8 final chapter prologue or whatever.
Yeah.
You play as Aqua, who's like one of the major characters in the PSP game, which is actually my favorite Kingdom Hearts game. Like, I felt like it had the best gameplay and the most interesting story, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely plan on playing those. I think that it's something that I would probably spend a year doing or longer.
You'll dedicate yourself to the series, like, to just get it done.
I'm gonna play through all the Kingdom Hearts games this year.
Oh yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, granted, they aren't.
That'd be kind of a fun thing to do.
They aren't necessarily that long. I mean, the first game's like only took me like 30 hours to beat.
Yeah, it strikes me. I mean, I played a good amount of the first one when it came. I played up until like almost the very end.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think I like. Yeah,
I mean, it only took me 30 hours. The second game, I 100%ed the second game, and so I did spend quite a long time on it. But I don't think it necessarily would have had to have been that long. And I don't think Birth by Sleep was that long. I didn't like the 3DS game very much, and all of the DS games were.
But that's on the final episode prologue, final chapter prologue.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that. I want to say the 3DS game is the only portable one that, like, is part of the HD remakes. Maybe. Like, there's also, Chain of Memories, which I think is on the HD remake stuff, but that's a remake of
the Game Boy Advance game.
The Game Boy Advance game. So it's like already been remade. So it's a HD version of the PS2 version, so it kind of doesn't count as one of the Nintendo ones.
Either way, it feels like, from an outsider perspective, it feels like they really let the story get away from them.
Oh, I'm...
to put it lightly.
Yeah, I mean, yes, they did. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's the main reason I like it, honestly, is because it's almost intentionally stupidly complicated. I admire like how unwieldy it has become. If that makes sense.
I mean, it's funny. It's funny.
Oh man. There's a one-up in this section before the boss.
Is the story in the first one pretty... It's pretty straightforward, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Retro Morgan's saying the story got away from them, like, when Part 2 came out. Like,
basically, yeah.
And that's when I had, you know, spend the first, like, 5 hours playing as a different character?
I don't know if it's the first 5 hours, but it's the first bit. But I mean, without spoiling anything, like, there's like 3 or 4 versions of this guy who is there's like so many versions of so many characters.
Like, you don't even know what's going on anymore.
I mean,
it's okay to admit that, like, you don't.
Broad strokes.
Yeah, that you don't understand.
Yeah, but there's like probably like between 3 and 5 distinct versions of like the main bad guy. It's really over the top.
Show is saying it's 13 versions. I think 13, not 4 or 5.
I mean, that could also maybe be true.
Last boss?
No. Well, like I say, like, there's, like, you've got, like, wriggling stuff, like, you're several levels before the last level. I think after this boss is the cutscene where you see the ancient ship of doom appear.
Oh.
So I'll try not to skip it. Hopefully I can continue to get this one up. It's not entirely non-trivial to get it. Uh-oh. It might disappear before. Whew, that was close.
Okay, so there's 13 versions of one character and 4 or 5 versions of another.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
I mean, I know that
I'm not talking like different forms. Like, I'm talking like distinct characters that are also the same guy.
I'll ask this to the chat. Is anybody expecting
total resolution,
like a cohesive ending that people are going to be happy about?
Sandy, not now.
So Steffi says they're making stuff up.
I mean, of course they're making stuff up. It's fiction.
Kratix, I am extremely excited for the new Ease reveal.
When's that happening?
It's already happened.
Oh, yeah. But that was... I don't know if that was a reveal, was it? It was just like announcement like, hey, 9 is a thing, right? Or it was like...
screenshots.
Oh, I didn't know there were screenshots. When did that happen?
Yeah. There's screen... It was when they announced it. There's a logo, screenshots.
I remember seeing a logo.
Nothing at all, though.
I thought it was just like... It was like a photograph of like a... projector slide or something, wasn't it?
No, I mean, there's actual screenshots. Nothing showing at all, though. No. Hmm. It's very hard to say at all, though. At all.
I think I go back and forth. I don't think I have a set way of saying it. In my voiceover for this Konami artist documentary, like... I go back and forth a lot between saying Konami and Konami.
Just the way that it comes out.
Whatever.
It depends on how it comes out with the words that came before it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to say it one way. I was talking to John Linneman about this recently, about writing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And about how at least for myself, when I'm writing stuff, I inadvertently write tongue twisters and things that are like very difficult for me to say.
I intentionally write tongue twisters because I think I wouldn't say I write tongue twisters. There's the ancient ship of doom. It's kind of weird looking. I write run-on sentences. I like run-on sentences.
Yeah, when I've been doing the subtitles for the Amazon Prime episodes,
mm-hmm.
I've had to put lots of paragraph breaks in your scripts.
Ah!
Because you clearly start other thoughts and it's in the same paragraph.
Yeah, like, when I'm writing a script, like, I make fairly large paragraphs.
Yeah.
And, okay, this is the last level. So, see, I got here in an hour. Like, yeah. It took me a lot longer to get to the last level Sandy, you can sit next to me, but please don't lick my pants.
Apparently, the SNES classics have leaked for the Switch.
Yeah, I heard something like there's files in the
in the recent update.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be something we'll do a quick video on if it's like anything like the last one. Although the last one, there was a lot of interest at first, but it wasn't like a.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a
first couple of days.
I thought it was going to be a big hit.
Yeah,
but it's pretty middling for RGB.
Yeah,
but see, I got to this level. Like, I mean, you know, it's been however long since I last played this game, and like, I got to the last level without using a continue. Like, that's. Like, considering I had so much trouble the first time I played getting to the last level, and Drum did too, because we were both playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We both, I think, had to do bonus streams the next day on the backloggery. To finish it. In fact, I think for me, I might have been busy, so I might have finished it up like a few days later. It might have taken me a couple of bonus streams. The last level is no joke.
The music's pretty good in this last level.
Yeah.
I mentioned Amazon a minute ago. I've been adding like almost everything to Amazon recently. I know I kind of told you a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I put all the RGB episodes on there. And they should start showing up. I think that the 101 series is available on Amazon right now. And three seasons of the show is available as well. It's like between 12 and 13 episodes per season. I think the first season is 13 episodes because they're shorter. And then the second season is 12. And it's going to be 12 going forward. So if anybody has Amazon Prime and they'd want to rate the show on there... I have no idea what to expect from Amazon Prime, but it's been kind of nice because I've been able to subtitle these older episodes. And really what I'm just doing is I'm going through the script and making the tweaks to like the actual script itself, and then I download that as a text, and then I upload that to YouTube. YouTube, you can set it to automatically time, or when you have a transcription, you can have it set automatically time everything out. And so I'm doing that. And then I upload it, sets the timings, and I download that subtitle file, and I upload that to Amazon.
Wait, does it really not take me back outside the ship? That feels a little familiar, maybe, actually. So I just used the continue, mm-hmm, and it did not put me outside the ship. So there's like a forever checkpoint, I guess, once you get inside for some reason. But there's still quite a bit of level left.
I have no idea what to expect from Amazon revenue. I mean, I honestly am not expecting much, but there's not a lot of gaming shows on there. At least if there is, there's not a ton of content to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Classic Game Room obviously like moved all their stuff over there, but I think that he's only done maybe like 15 episodes or something like that on there so far.
Like original episodes?
Yeah. Which is certainly, we don't have any original episodes on there, obviously, but considering that that is, you know, like another show that is on there that's like in the gaming space, I don't know if it's gonna do well on there or so he's had issues getting episodes posted. There is a weird bit of you have to submit the stuff and it takes like 3 days, 3 business days for them to appear. So once I catch everything up, once we're current with episodes, there's still going to be like a 3-day gap in between adding episodes on there versus what's on YouTube. Because I'm not going to upload them on both and then like wait for them to show up on YouTube before I can release it on YouTube. I'd go absolutely crazy doing that. But I mean, I don't know what to expect from the situation overall. This game is it really doles out the extra lives. So I feel like having the extra lives and not having the continuance is okay, especially if you can keep on trying a part over and over again.
Well, like I said, if I could get this last level down, like I feel, and assuming there's not like any terribly major differences between the versions in terms of enemy placement or, you know, the damage that they deal. I don't know about, they might deal more damage. I don't know. But like, I feel like if I could really get this level down, like the American version shouldn't be that much of a problem.
That's the hope, at least.
That's the hope.
But going back to the Amazon thing really quick, I have no idea how well it's going to do, if it's going to even matter. I just feel that there is a different audience on there. And I'll be curious to see if there is...
People who might think, like, ew, YouTube, but they would actually like our stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that maybe there's definitely like an older crowd that has a feeling that YouTube is just like
kids playing games.
Kids playing games or cat videos.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious to see what happens. It might resonate. I don't know. I know that the video game years did very well on.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So it'll be interesting. Yeah, you never know. It could be huge. But it's certainly not going to impact our release schedule here at all.
I don't care.
I would go crazy because sometimes episodes take forever to appear. I mean, I've done videos and it just takes like over a week for it to show up on there, and I'm not.
There was like one episode that you had a really hard time with.
Yeah, because I had to make multiple changes. Actually, that was one that I just gave up on because I could not get it to accept it. They kept on telling me that there was issues with it, and that was your
time management.
The time management.
Yeah, I hate that one anyway, so I'm glad it didn't work.
I think that the idea behind it is very solid.
Well, sure, but you know.
I think the thing is like you look at those old episodes that you shot with that camera that you borrowed from work.
Well,
and they have such a different video-y look to it.
It's a sterile sort of. I mean, because it's an ENG camera. You know, that's a style of camera.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to know who the crazy architect who just designed the Ship of Doom as well. And not only that, but how do you even do anything in this? How do you, if you have to, like, move from...
It's
room to room, especially, you know, those floors disappear. Like, so they can only be used once.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about the last boss in this.
The time management video, I think, is... it's an early glimpse of what later episodes would become. Mm. I guess.
Let's look at a theme,
games. Yeah, instead of just like one. Do you get to continue in this room too?
I don't think there's any more forever checkpoints.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm on my last life here, so.
Next thing you know, you'll talk about the insurance policies regarding the deaths of these enemies in this ship. Like, in
oh no! Oh, wait, what are you? What? You know what? I think
that you played a ROM hack that was
that
the
may
English
have,
version with unlimited continues and password.
That may have been right. You may be right.
This is actually like a lot easier.
You might be right. Because now that I think it may have just that may have, it's like it's so hard to vet information on like fan patches, like I wanted to be sure it was Japanese rules.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing was English text, but it's so hard to find out, like, what exactly it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am pretty sure I remember going all the way back to the beginning of the level when I beat it. So it will be interesting to see if there's, I mean, maybe one of the reasons it was so difficult was damage the enemies did. But at the same time, I feel like so much stuff is like, it's so much more dodgeable in this game than the other games. Like because I say it's very intentional. Where they have placed the enemies. And if you know it's coming, like it's, you know, I feel like the other Ninja Gaiden games, they just like just throw a bunch of stuff at you, you know?
Yeah.
And like right now, that's what it looks like is happening to me right now. But had I been more proactive, I could have made some of those situations a lot easier. Like if I'd been managing the enemies before they really became a problem, you know? I forget which path is best here.
Jason WB in the chat is talking about family video. Have you been to a family video before?
There's actually one open in my town. I went in there one time, like, gosh, maybe like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was finally like I want to see what this place is about.
There's one near me. It's like, I don't know how well the video rental business is doing, because they're like, stop in and ask us about CBD oil on the sign.
About what?
CBD oil is a oil made from cannabis.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah, it's kind of, CBD oil is becoming, it's kind of a big thing right now. But it has nothing to do with renting, essentially.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's like their new angle. Do I play Tech Toys games to Master System? I don't have any Tech Toy stuff. Although I was, we were really looking into getting in one, like the reprint renting of the new of the Genesis Monica game.
Oh yeah, I mean it's from the Brazilian distributor.
Yeah, I mean that's something I think would be really cool and like kind of a neat thing to have. I do want to try the patch for the version of Wonder Boy and Wonder Boy 3: The Dragon's Trap for the PC version has a patch that brings.
Oh yeah, the animation looks amazing. Actually,
yeah, all the Monica characters into it. Oh, okay, so Family Videos are also trying to get into selling phones and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
It didn't look like that in the one that I went into, but...
Well, I mean, I'm fairly sure this is pretty recent.
But, you know, I feel like for a video store to have any... I feel like a video rental store might actually do pretty good if they kept, like, a really extensive film library. Like, that would be easier to just go there and get it than it would be to just like watch it online in some cases. Like, right. Especially like really obscure stuff. Like if you had that, like maybe you could do kind of okay. But the thing was this place, like they had like some classics, but it wasn't like anything to write home about, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what needs to happen. Because there's a lot of movies that never got a release outside of VHS.
Yeah. But then, you know...
But whether or not those are worth, like, the $5 that it takes to rent them remains to be seen. Makes it a little bit more challenging. Diggity is asking, I recently bought a Japanese Saturn, didn't come with a controller. Is there a certain version of Japanese Saturn controller that you should get?
Well, I mean, don't forget the American, the Model 2 American controllers are the same as the Japanese controllers.
Right. But you should just get any of the, you know, official first party ones. So I assume that the
continue.
Oh, we got a $2 donation from the Autistic Gamer 89. Thank you. Cena Gamer is saying this stage is a true hell.
Yeah, but I mean, I am pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's given me like some forever checkpoints in this level that were not in the English language patch I played when I beat it the first time. So that it was not restoring the game in the way that I thought it was. It was sort of it may have been sort of a combination of the two rules, which would have, you know, certainly been no easier than this.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like there are a number of difficult rooms I'm going to have to go through to get back to the boss on a continue. However, I don't remember really, but I'm guessing that like boss forms stay dead like they do in the other games.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually feeling relatively confident I can finish this tonight. Oops. Shouldn't have said that.
We got Retro Revolutions in the chat asking how long we've been streaming. We've been streaming for about an hour and 27 minutes.
We stream at 9 o'clock? virtually every Sunday.
Yep, this is... What number stream is this? We've done quite a few at this point.
I mean, it's become an institution. But
this
a lot
is our 178th stream.
Wow. You know, a lot of people don't know we do them, though.
Yeah.
But it's...
Virtue a cop on stream someday. I would like to play a light gun game on stream again. It's been a while.
I can't remember where I heard it, but I heard at least someone say that the Virtual Cop is not as good as Time Crisis. I don't know if that's a it's bad not. Opinion.
It's not a bad opinion.
Is it good?
I think that it's true.
Is Virtual Cop good though?
I mean, it's okay. I've never played the second one, so I can't say for sure. And there was a third one, I think, but I don't know if that was arcade only. Oh, the Toe Jam and Earl game is supposed to be out pretty soon, isn't it? Is it the beginning of February?
Is it physical?
Yeah, is there a physical version? I bet your Limited Run is doing a physical. Because they did a physical box, a Genesis case, an empty case, but it was like a limited Genesis case. I'm sure they will be doing it. Okay, so it is, okay. No physical yet for Toe Jam and Earl, but yes, the Limited Run.
Oh, so Limited Run did confirm it, or... People are just guessing. Now, there's quite a bit of this level left, really. That after the final
Kickstarter,
check one, I guess.
People who funded the Kickstarter have a physical PC version of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, physical PC.
Yeah, I've been feeling like really overwhelmed with physical releases.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a thing.
There is so many different vendors to keep track of at this point that it's kind of overwhelming. There's a very good blog site called limitedgamenews.com that I've been watching. I haven't been in a couple. But Limited Run is doing, you know, they have the Iconoclast this, are the 18th, so it'll be this coming Friday, along with Tacoma, which I'm definitely going to as well. I've not played it. I mean, I enjoyed Gone Home, so I know nothing about Tacoma, so I'm interested to play it. And Proteus, which I do have on the PS3, and I've been back and forth on getting it. It's a Vita version of it. Just because I enjoy taking all the digital games that I had previously and getting physical versions of them.
This boss is mean.
You almost had him now. You had it figured.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't just unload the fire into him.
Yeah, it's interesting kind of seeing what's happening with these physical releases, though. I mean, I just think that it's... There's just so many at this point, and it's hard to keep track.
I mean, I'm certainly not like getting them just to get them. You know.
No, same here. Absolutely not. But I'm only getting stuff that I want to get or things that I have digitally that I would like to have physically. I mean, I'm definitely going to get Iconoclast. I mean, there was a Six Pack in the chat is saying something that I had heard somebody else say, which is that it has a very like a Monster World kind of feel.
Oh, you got me kidding.
Oh, we got another $2 donation from the Autistic Gamer 89
who asked, thank you.
Have you ever played Spider the video game on PS1? I have not, but I know the box art.
Like, are we talking Spider-Man or like a actual spider?
No, it's an actual game called Spider.
Spider the video game.
Yeah.
Does it have an interesting box art?
No, it's not really interesting, it's just a spider.
Oh, okay.
But
is it like a real spider?
No. Kind of like it's, if I remember correctly, it's kind of like a robot looking spider.
Oh, okay. So he's not like a hip spider with tood.
Well, no, he's definitely it's like a, but it might not be a robot spider.
You have Mr. Mosquito on PS2.
Mr. Mosquito, yeah. I see that Name Now Blank is saying, it's Name Now Blank, sorry. The main drawback of now whenever I see a cool looking indie game, I fear buying digital release in case it does come out physically after all. And that is absolutely true. Like, yeah,
unless there's something that I know has like no shot at it, like, or very minimal shot at it. I don't like, for example, like the recent Phoenix Wright games, like that, it just ain't happening.
But Phoenix Wright, they are getting a physical release in Japan, but that's just like, is that the first three games or something?
That's the first three games. And I guess it's in English. At least that's what you think that the listing says. So I pre-ordered it because of that.
I still gotta order the Belt Action physical collection.
I'm talking like the, like Phoenix Wright 5 and 6. Like, I mean, that's, physical copies of those are just not gonna happen, at least not on 3DS. Like, it'd be nice if maybe they get Switch ports, you know, at the very least. You know, maybe the Japanese version will have English in them. That'd be nice.
For the Belt Action, I think I'm gonna go with the Switch version of it. I don't think there's any real difference. And I have confirmed that both versions do not have the update patch on the disc.
So it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. So Battle Princess Madeline, is that has a physical release from, is it PlayAsia? Because that's one that I would love to stream that, too. That's the Ghouls and Ghosts-like.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's really good. I heard it's not very long, though. But that's
good.
Yeah.
All right, I finally got that. I didn't expect to get that guy that time because I went in with very much not full health. It's hard to get into a groove dodging his lightning bolts, but it can be done.
But there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's all the stuff that from that limitedgamenews.com. Like, I just found out that they released a physical copy internationally of Unraveled 1 and 2 in one package.
Oh, really?
Like, I want to get that.
Who did that?
I don't know, but it's only available internationally.
Oh. So you can get, it on,
I think
like,
Battle Princess Amazon Madeline is getting, Battle Princess Madeline is getting a physical limited run release as well. I think they talked about it during the Kickstarter for it. Oh. The Autistic Gamer 89 has become a member.
Oh, thank you. Lots of members tonight.
Yeah, people are into the membership side tonight. That's good. I mean, I think that...
Okay, that second form is pretty easy. There's usually three forms, right?
I'm excited to play Celeste. I definitely pre-ordered that on Switch. And I'll get Iconoclast. Is there any difference in versions of Iconoclast between PS4 and Switch? Is it okay to go with the Switch version, you think? Oh, Ninja Cape, you have the Unravel collection. Is it? It has both games on disc, right? Will recapping a PC Engine Duo make it as reliable as the Duo R? I mean, I assume so. I don't know. Okay, so it does have Unravel 1 and 2 both on disc. I think I might get that the Xbox version.
The last form doesn't seem too bad.
And it looks like Stardew Valley is getting a international Switch physical version.
But doesn't that already have a physical version of some kind?
On PS4 it does. I got it from Target on clearance for $4.98.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any particular interest in that.
No, but I feel like Switch would probably be a good place for it.
Yeah, I just don't really see myself playing it. Like, I mean, it's not like I'm a big Harvest Moon fan or anything like that anyway, so, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like if I'm going to play something that's like Harvest Moon, I may as well play Harvest Moon.
Right. I don't know how much the Unravel collection is, but it's available from PlayAsia. I'm just kind of scrolling through this site to see.
I don't know if my magic was actually damaging his shield or not. Okay, I definitely think it probably was.
But there is a lot of physical releases, and it's stressing me out a little bit.
Okay, this last form is pretty easy.
See, here's something. Like, I didn't even realize that this was available internationally. Comes out February 1st. That is the Child of Light and Valiant Hearts double pack.
What?
For the Switch.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What's Valiant Hearts? Oh, is that Ubisoft? You play as like a dog in a World War One or something like that?
Maybe.
Man, this game has some serious flashing. that Ship of Doom has powers.
But I wonder if it has both games on one cartridge. I would assume probably so, but you never know. But stuff like that, it's just, there's so much stuff.
That's a really good game.
So, wait, you beat it?
Yeah.
I was not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, I feel more confident now in getting to a point where I...
Why don't you pop in the NES version and try it now?
I haven't cleaned it yet. The cartridge is immaculate, though.
Then put it in.
Nah. I actually have an idea for what I want to do now.
Okay.
But we gotta watch the ending.
Do we still play PC Engine games? We do.
Congratulations. Irene has safe.
After seeing your guys' games you played in 2018, I picked up Carol Blaster and love it.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that gets a Switch release. I want to get that on Switch.
Mm. Speaking of which, I don't know if you played Kara Blaster more than once, but people have, I've only played it one time, but people have told me like the real game begins when you start again. Like apparently there's like serious reasons that you should play it again. Like I think story reasons, but I don't know anything about it. But anyway, we got another donation.
It's with a really interesting episode or stream idea from Scott F, a $5 donation. It says, a stream / episode idea. Play each other's quintessential games and provide input from your point of view. Deep, I know, but given the format, it would be cool.
I mean, that would be a good series of streams. Like, you could play Mario 64 or Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, and you could play Ghouls and Ghosts
on the Genesis.
Yeah.
I still need to get it, though.
You could just play it off the Everdrive.
Oh, sure, but I want to get it. I do want to get it.
I mean, I think that would be... That's a great idea. Thank you for the donation. Thank you for the idea. I think that that's something that we'll do. Yeah, I mean, Tri has played through Mario 64 many times. I played through it once.
So many times.
I could not wait for it to be done.
Oh, man. I couldn't even begin to guess how many times I've played that game. I mean, and not just played it from start to finish, but just, like, just played it to mess around, too. Like, so many times.
So, I mean, what else would we have to care?
I've got an idea.
I mean, for...
Oh, our essential games?
Yeah. I want to play Super Lucky's Tale. I have it. It's like on my to play list very soon. I'm closing in on the ending of this of Secret of Mana, so I'm gonna finish that and then see. I've several games on my now playing list that I kind of started in. On disk system.
I seem
a mess about platforming. I mean, 3D platformers. I'm pretty decent at 2D platformers. Just like Mario 64, it's too slippery. I can't handle how slippery it is.
Wait, what's slippery?
Ice-T is saying that you seem mess of a platforming guy. I'm not sure if that means like I'm not good at them or if it means that I'm good at them or not good.
I mean, I consider platformers and RPGs to be my favorite genres.
Yeah. Autistic Gamer 89 is saying, I wanted to say your second channel with all those old VHS game videotapes are so fun to watch. Are there any new ones in the new year on that channel?
We'd like to.
Yes, we've really neglected that channel, and it's not intentional. I think I have like one VHS that has not been uploaded, but I do have some commercials that I was going to try and do an episode out of, but I'm not sure if it's. But as soon as we get into a good groove here, I intend for there to be regular content over, even if it's just like game footage.
Well, my idea here might be shot. I'm not getting no game appearing here. I'll try it one more time.
Critics, I am buying the new Cold Steel versions. I've only played through Cold Steel 1. And from what I understand, you can transfer your saves into Cold Steel PS4, even from the PS3 version. I'm not sure how exactly that works, but I'm definitely getting them both. And that's a good incentive for me to finally play the second one, even though the first one ends on such a crazy cliffhanger. I can't believe that I haven't played it sooner. Oh, Ash, do you have the actual laser discs, or do you just have captures of them?
Oh, well, my idea was to play the FDS version of Castlevania 1 because I wanted to play it.
To show how you blew through it?
Well, I wanted to play it because one of my ideas for last year was that at some point I would play the FDS version.
Oh, I see.
I don't really know much about what's different in it, to be honest. But I thought I had tested this before, but it's not working right now.
Oh, the actual laser disc you captured. Cool. I mean, I've been talking to the person who used to run the Retro Reality YouTube channel, and they have a whole bunch of laser discs. I just need to borrow and capture. Yeah, the leather is kind of a recurring theme. Like you always hear the Travis leather couch just going all the time. Oh, the new HD Metro only had. So there was that recent thing with people figure out how to do like perfect digital transfers of laser discs. Well, we got Classic Gaming Quarterly is in the chat. I'm excited to see you finish off Zelda 2. I was going to say, if Try wasn't working on an episode, Try, you should be on the final Classic Gaming Quarterly Zelda 2 live stream.
Oh, when is it?
I don't know. Because Try has played through it like many, many times.
Oh, no, I haven't.
But you know it pretty well.
No, I don't. It's actually a candidate for these games that I would like to spend a year playing and getting to know. Yeah, I mean, I've only beaten it twice, at most three times. I really like it, but like, I just feel like it would take too long to right at this point in my life right now. I feel like it would just take too long to learn it well enough for this kind of thing I want to do. But
well, he's streaming on Tuesday. You should be on his stream with him.
Maybe I'll be done the episode by then.
But even if it's not released until next weekend anyways, it doesn't even matter.
I don't even know what kinds of stuff I might have on here in terms of
why don't you homebrew? See if Castlevania works on there?
I don't know. I mean, now that it's closer to 11, I don't want to go too far over. Any homebrew I should try on here? Mega Man 9 Project. You know anything about that?
No.
Let's try it. Well, I can't shoot. But it appears to have some of Concrete Man's level. The jump feels wrong. jump is not right. He falls too slowly. I can't climb a ladder.
Train Strance is asking what we use to clean our game. I mainly use just like pressure washers. That's what a game sack said I should do. Use pressure.
If anyone hasn't watched the game sack, like, was it How to Clean Your Stupid Games?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. But I use 99% isopropyl alcohol mostly.
Wow, how are you jumping so high?
I like fell through the floor.
I do like the one-up cards though. They are very, very cool. They're very convenient.
So what's the EverDrive supposed to do when I hit reset?
Well, you can set it to do. You can set it to either go back to the menu or reset the game.
Well, when I hit reset, it doesn't seem to really work. It doesn't do anything.
Really, hit select and see what you have. You can go through your options.
Reset to game is off.
So that should take you to the menu.
It doesn't seem to work. I didn't try just now, but it doesn't seem to work generally. I don't know what I want to do. Tell me something to do for a few minutes.
Okay. Why you play Hammer and Harry?
Cool. What's the Japanese?
You should be able to just go. Well, you should probably go to Europe. And I'll play it. I should play it.
Is it? It's not PAL optimized.
Mm-mm.
Hammer and Harry.
Let's get busy.
Whoa.
Have you never played this, have you?
I actually don't think I have.
It's a very good game.
Jimmy was saying he prefers the Game Boy one, right? Out!
Yeah, there was also one released on the PSP, and I believe it came out in the U.S. as well.
PSP?
Yeah.
I think GameSack Dave covered,
a Game Boy version?
Yeah.
I'm sure there isn't on the Game Boy. Specifically, I meant to be more specific. I'm talking about the plastic shell of the console. Ugh. I don't know. Probably stuff I shouldn't use. Like, I'll use.
Yeah, I mean, don't. It's not like we know anything. I mean, I usually clean it with alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's bad. I mean, probably fine-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about, like, the. I mean, I'm almost afraid to say, like, what I've used to clean some of, like, the dirtier ones. Like, I use, like...
I mean,
I mean, I'm not worried about, like, the outside shells very much in terms of what I use to clean them. Like, I've just used, like...
I mean, like, labels?
Like, I've used, like, Clorox wipes. Which is... Now everyone's probably...
Yeah, like, don't think we're, like, geniuses on this stuff. I mean, I just play with whatever I can. I mean, just obviously, don't touch the label with that stuff, though.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely not. I'm saying, like, just, like, the plastic itself. you know, sometimes I've like I've used like baby wipes. I mean, listen, if they're good enough for a baby's bum, they're certainly good enough for my like my systems. Oh yeah, you know, actually that's very true though. Like the Windex and a toothbrush. Toothbrush is actually great. I went through and cleaned a whole bunch of my controllers just using water and a toothbrush. And just like, well, I take them apart and I just take the actual plastic part and just put them under running water and just get in all the crevices with the toothbrush. Possibly set up a stream collab with GameStack and CGQ. Possibly Happy Console Gamer. We've definitely had GameStack and CGQ have been on in the past, and they will hopefully be on in the future. We do need to have Johnny on. Happy Console Gamer.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for stopping in and joining and becoming a member, Autistic Gamer 89.
Yeah, lots of members tonight. Kind of crazy.
But you should be on CGQ's stream on Tuesday. I think it's been really fun watching him play, because I think the first night he was playing it, he
didn't really want
to. Didn't like it. He was interested in playing it. It ended up being kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm. Once you get past the second temple, like the game kind of clicked for me. Like, there's definitely, but it's been so long since I played it.
But it's been really fun watching him play it. he didn't like Death Mountain.
Oh yeah, that's
in so many words, that's what he said.
That's understandable. Got a big hammer.
You know what they say about construction workers with big hammers?
They got big hammers.
If you mentioned it before, but what is your favorite racing game?
Mario Kart Wii. I mean, I consider it my favorite Mario Kart.
Yeah, I mean, mine's probably...
I mean, it feels weird to say that, because, like, you know, it doesn't have the nostalgic value.
I mean, it depends on what you would say, like, what you consider a racing game. I mean, it's... Anything like when you're driving a car, a racing game, or is it? I mean, F-Zero is probably my favorite racing game. Probably F-Zero GX. Although I've never finished the story.
Yeah, that would be the
worst marathon I could ever think of, is to actually do a stream marathon where it's the F-Zero GX story. you play it for 24 hours straight.
I mean,
I cannot think of, it sounds like the worst thing.
I wouldn't be too surprised to see that happen. To see it take see like that be all that happens.
that'd be I feel like that might be really popular.
Maybe.
No, it says GX story mode equals try playing Panzer. No, I think it'd be much worse.
Yeah, I was not...
Imagine try playing Panzer for every single level.
I'm not too good at this game.
But I just got a copy of Burnout Revenge based on what John was telling me to get. I'm excited to play that. I like the first Need for Speed a lot. Which might seem odd, but I really liked being able to turn around and drive towards the camera, and then when if you hit somebody driving that way.
I used to rent racing games a lot, like back in the N64 days. Like, I just rented random stuff, like Top Gear Rally and just random racing games. Like, I don't know why, I just did. Like, I'm not a car guy at all, really, you know? But
I had Burnout 3 on the PS2. But I mean, racing games, they're tough. Like, I'm not a huge racing fan.
Yeah, I have tried demos for modern non Mario Kart racing games. And I just can't play them. Like, even in a demo, like, I just do so bad. Like, I'm not good at modern racing games at all. But, you know, these days I mostly stick to Mario Kart. You know, if F-Zero were around, I'd play that. Can always play GX.
Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit is very good. I had the PC, like the Windows version back in the day.
I actually don't own any Ridge Racer game, and I've got a soft spot for Ridge Racer, and I would like to own a Ridge Racer game.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think, like, Outrun 1 and 2 are definitely way up, too. Probably, I might like 2 more than I like 1 now. Not the long box version. I liked Hard Drivin'. It was a good driving game.
I really like Stunt Race FX, but it's definitely a flawed game.
But yeah.
I like it. I like the music. I like just the vibe of it. Actually, I feel like it's got actually pretty good controls, to be honest. Like, you wouldn't think that for a game that runs it. I don't even know what it runs at, like, what, like 5 frames per second or something, probably. I don't know. But, like, I just like the feel of the turning and stuff feels good to me in that game. I like it. The only thing that I don't like about Stunt Race FX is in the more difficult races, like, it's possible to be in first place and lose because you ran out of time, which literally should not happen. Like, that should not be a thing. If, like, obviously the rubber banding on the computer racers must be kind of weird, but I don't like checkpoints. Like, that like, I will play a racing game with checkpoints, but, like, from a game design perspective, I don't understand why they exist. Like, it should be all about winning the race. Like, you shouldn't have to meet these goals in the middle of the race. Like, that just that sounds like there's just no reason for it.
Yeah. Oh, Beetle Adventure Racing
is very good. My controversial opinion is that the battle mode in Beetle Adventure Racing is superior to the battle mode in any Mario Kart. it's,
and everyone's like,
it's surprising but true. Rush 2049 is something I need to play more of. I got the Dreamcast version not that long ago. But at the time, I was using my Toro, and the signal kept dropping on the OSSC. And so I didn't play it a whole lot at the time.
Yeah, Driver, You Are the Wheelman is a good game. I've never played the story mode, and I've just played survival. I'm sorry.
I got
the game is worth having because of survival.
I got a Driver San Francisco.
Oh yeah.
Not long ago, well, sometime earlier last year on Drumble's recommendation. He really loves that game, and it's backwards compatible. It's not 4K though, but. I don't know if that's a racing game so much. I mean, I guess it's probably got racing elements, racing missions or something. But I understand that game has its contingent.
See, Ash is saying All Stars Transformed is also pretty great. It is a very, very good game. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of people who think that's like one of the best racing games in
it's,
forever.
And you know, and I love the, you know, like Sega fan service, and I will, like, I'll play just about anything. I've been playing this stupid mobile game called Sega Heroes, and it's just like a match three, but it's just, it has all these Sega characters in it, like Streets of Rage and Golden Axe and everything. And you have to do you can do certain things every day to get more money. It's like, it's designed to steal your money. It's like, buy this many, you know, spend this money and get these jewels so you can buy something quicker. Mm-hmm. It's like a pay to win type thing. Mm-hmm. But I have like not spent a cent on it. But I literally play like right before I go to bed and like right before I get out of bed in the morning and do like my daily things that I need to do to make it so I don't have to get any, so I don't have to spend any money on it. But All Stars Transformed has the best version of the level one theme from Golden Axe. In any game. Or in of any version. But yeah, I've been playing that stupid Sega Heroes game, and I do enjoy playing like match three, like Bejeweled kind of stuff on my phone.
That's like your airplane thing.
Yes, I love to. If I'm on a kind of short flight, I will just like play Bejeweled the entire time. It's very easy for me just to do that, and this kind of mixes that with some Sega characters, and it's just works for me. Yeah, Transformed. It's very good. I'm not super excited about the new one because it seems to be only Sonic characters, which I think is a huge mistake. Oh, yeah. See, that's what you said. You know, I'm disappointed in the new Sonic Racer being Sonic-centric because you're not going to have things like Burning Ranger stage and whatnot. It's, yeah, exactly.
How far back does the scroll log go? Because I'm seeing some names on there that I feel like I haven't seen tonight. Like the donations on the Streamlabs.
It shouldn't have. Oh, is there really stuff?
Like some stupid Japanese name, like.
Oh, no, that's from last week.
Three times in a row. I know, last week, but is the recent stuff on there?
It should be. Let me look at it right now. It should be. Why are you saying that certain things, maybe people.
I'm just not sure if it's up to date or not.
It should be. Let me check. Let me see if there's a, I'm looking right now.
I M. Jenkins says, I don't think super chats end up in that feed.
No, it looks like right. No, there's only stuff from last week. Super chats. Yeah, there's only been super chat.
Anyone like Kirby Air Ride? I wish I did. it's the one Kirby game I haven't beat. There is a credits panel you can unlock through the challenges by completing, I think, 100 other or 99 other challenges or something like that. and that is something that I like to do if I had a bad night of sleep. Like, hey, ain't nothing I feel like doing anyway, so I may as well just mindlessly play some Kirby Air Ride. I know there are people who love that game, but I think to love it, you had to have the right group of friends at the time it was new, and that's never going to happen again. You know?
Yeah. Ice-T is wondering how old my kids are and can they beat any games yet? And they are 3. Actually, my son's going to be 4 in 11 days.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And my daughter's crazy. And they have not beaten any games. And I've not. My
you don't think they're anywhere close to it.
No, but I'm throwing around the idea of like maybe it's time. I think my daughter might enjoy trying Mario Kart. Just like Mario Kart 8, like just like a new one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She might think that that's pretty fun.
What was I going to say? Thing about your kids playing games, the new Yoshi game is coming out like shockingly soon.
Like it was... Yeah, yeah. We'll definitely play that. I mean, my daughter loved Woolly World, and like we played most of that game together. So hopefully this has something similar where you can just, she loved to just bring her amiibos, the stuff. She had all 3 of the stuffed amiibos and loved to bring them into the game.
She had them?
Yeah, she has them. Yeah.
Oh, has them. I thought you said had them.
Yeah, I mean, they're
like, what happened to them?
There, I mean, well, that's a good question. It's like they are.
But I'm excited about that game. The Woolly World was awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen any trailer. Was it that he released a new trailer or something for it?
I don't know. I mean, I think they just showed it in Nintendo Direct once, maybe twice before. But all I know is there was an announced release date. All of a sudden, it's going to be in March. So that's cool.
That's cool. Collection of episodes on a single Blu-ray disc for the t-shirt headband and wristband stickers. I mean, I'd like to do a Blu-ray also, but it's just not something I can even think about right now. I think it'd be fun. I don't know. I wonder how many episodes we could get onto a disc.
I don't know. Pick some good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is that going to do it?
That's going to do it. Thanks for everyone who tuned in and everyone who donated and hung out tonight. It's been a lot of fun. And I'll just kind of repeat it again. If anybody has Amazon Prime and they care to give a good rating to the show, I've like uploaded a bunch of episodes over there. So if you have the opportunity.
And look for the documentary on Tom Du Bois to release probably next Saturday, I guess.
Yes, I'm guessing that's probably what's going to happen.
Unless it happens sooner, but Saturday at the absolute latest, because it's not going to take that much more work.
Right.
All right. Good night. Thanks, everybody.
See you next week.